This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Welcome back, Chuckies. Coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. In Richmond, you can listen to us on 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies, looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. It's Fish Cakes, EB, and JP. We learned during the break that Mike Marr didn't really know what a survivor pool meant because Jason allowed him to get into the contest if he picked
he doesn't
four
realize
teams.
He can't use them again?
No, he said, I didn't know I had to go 4-0. He thought he could survive with one of the teams losing.
Right. Oh, no. Right.
Yeah, I might just be a little slow.
Survivor pool, bro.
Right.
Donation. So now he regrets taking, you know, longer shots like St. Mary's.
I mean, he can change the picks
you
if
could,
he wants.
You can change. You go more sure things if you want.
No, I'm going to let it fly. Because if it all works out well, I saved a lot of the, bigger teams.
Right.
Yeah. And you saved the ability to brag, which EB can't do about Yale.
No, can't. Not
funny,
today.
2 hours into the show, I haven't heard him mention
not a piece.
His most beloved basketball team.
No, you don't understand. I hate them, but I watch them play a lot. They didn't embarrass themselves. If you actually noticed.
They covered.
Barely.
They definitely covered.
They barely.
I think they were getting 12 or 12 and a half.
No, they were getting seven and a half.
Oh, no, you're right. I saw Portnoy was sweating. They must have had him in a teaser.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
No, here's the thing. If you noticed, Yale was getting a ton of props from all of the announcers, like before, during, and after, because they're a good team. They just make so many dumb turnovers. And look, Texas A&M out-athleted them. That was obvious.
Well, yeah.
But it was close. They were just kind of hanging in there. They didn't play great. Like for a team like Yale, an Ivy League team, to beat a team of that caliber, you're going to have to play great.
Yeah.
You can't just play like your average.
Well, plus
and they shot 38% from threes.
Yeah,
but it was fine. But that's not good enough.
No,
you got to take more of them. And it's too many turnovers. Even though they only finished with 13, it was a sloppy game. They just needed to play better.
They just don't have an athlete that can cover a guy like that kid Payne who came off the bench.
To be honest with you, Texas A&M didn't even play that great, because they kept them in the game. Like Yale was kind of in, they were always trailing, but they were kind of within that 7-10 the whole game. They had a chance to cut it to 4 or 5, missed a three. Believe me, I was watching intently because I wanted to brag. but at Texas A&M just better athletes, and they didn't even play that good.
I mean,
handled them.
It's a typical 4 versus 13. Like sometimes the 13 will rise up and bite the 4, but usually the 4s are going to win that matchup.
Yeah, for sure. Like I say, if they played 10 times, maybe they could beat them once, maybe twice, because I do think they could beat them, but they have to play better. They just didn't. They didn't have their A game.
Yeah, I know this.
They weren't embarrassed.
They played like a B game.
But A&M,
B minus.
A&M's just like you said, top to bottom, they're just a better.
They out-athleted them. There's no doubt about it.
I know this in the Vinny pool.
Yeah.
I don't know how we're collectively doing because I've already forgotten our teams.
I took
collectively.
I haven't played yet. So.
Well, I lost because I took my guys out because I took Yale for a win.
But my individual entry, which I did with my son.
I'm done.
We took VCU, 11 seed, grasping for, you know, an 11 times one.
Big loser.
Loser. We took UC San Diego, 12 seed.
That was close, though, against Michigan. They
I know. That was a great game.
Michigan but also a loser.
Also an L.
Yeah, I have my other four teams.
No points for close.
I'm guessing I'm done.
If you're done with those.
Yeah,
I'm done, too. I took Clemson. Thought they would beat McNeese. And I took VCU, just trying to get big numbers.
Right.
Took a chance.
I do have 2-1 seeds, but if they go a lot of points from them.
They
go all the way, we get like 9 points in this.
You're grasping. You have two teams eliminated day one. It's probably not great.
it's not good
for your long-term prospects.
Not good. All right, let's open up the entertainment page, brought to you by BMW of Fairfax.
That's right. I was out there yesterday. I think my girl Elena totally took care of me. Elite service. Elite cakes. What I love about it, when you go over there, they have beautiful waiting area, leather chairs, everything.
Coffee machine.
Beautiful coffee. Like the one we used to have here, the exact one we used to have.
Yeah.
And jars full of M&Ms.
Ooh, that's nice.
A pretzel mix. And then if you're into almonds or whatever. And I would just take two little things, and I was just constantly loading up on the M&Ms and making a salt sweet. With the pretzel mix.
They had like a scoop. You're not putting your dirty hand in there,
scoop,
are you?
Okay, scoop good. It in a cup.
Good.
Two cups. Hit it twice.
Excellent.
Hit the coffee. Wonderful. Elite service. Mm. No charge. Got out of there. Boom.
Very
easy
good.
Easy peasy. Great. So, yeah, that's my read for BMW for FX. How about that? All right. Valdez, I'm just seeing this right now. I don't need... AEW is wrestling, right?
Correct.
Is that like the second
All Elite
league?
Wrestling, I believe.
Yeah.
It's not WWE, obviously, or whatever they call it now.
It's like a rival, though, to WWE.
Because
it's pretty big time.
They're kind of bragging.
It's big time, but it's not WWE.
They're bragging about their ratings.
You don't know who owns it, who one of the principal owners is.
AEW?
Yes.
I'm looking at you I'm trying to read your mind.
All right. I mean, if you pull it, I'll be impressed. I don't think you'd know it.
Gotta give a clue.
NFL is your clue.
What NFL?
Kind of a vague clue.
Sean Conn's son owns
All Elite
the
Wrestling.
Jaguars.
Jags owner.
I was gonna go.
Probably
not. But I'm just
looking
at you.
Okay. All right. Sean Conn's son. All right.
Quick. How did Sean Conn make his fortune?
Bumpers.
Yes. Bumpers and car parts.
But he's not the same. He's not the McNeese State manager.
No.
No. That's Amir Conn, I believe.
Yeah.
Who also used to be a boxer.
Yeah, there was an Amir Conn that was definitely
That McNeese manager, he's getting his 15 minutes of fame.
Yes, he is.
Good for him. He's soaking it up.
Dude, so many NILs. Buffalo Wild Wings, and then he has
Hold
two
on.
Others.
For him?
Yeah.
Specifically?
Yes. He has NIL.
Do the players even have NIL on McNeese, and he's racking?
They got a few.
He has three sponsors.
That's pretty impressive.
I'll tell you
Good
what.
For him.
They're going to start getting them.
Like I think Tick Pick is another one. And then
Tick? That's a dicey one, because if you're one letter off, then it's not really
pick.
Dicey.
It's tick pick.
Tick.
No, which
like
you said.
Tick, like a tick that bites you.
Yeah.
Like TikTok.
Okay. Yeah. Not like what you send to Drabby.
Right. Not like what you send us when it's Tiger Week and you have the picture
tick,
of Tiger.
Pick.
Yeah. Tick pick. Yes.
And then I don't know the other one.
Okay.
But he has three NILs.
Good for him.
Now,
that's awesome.
From yesterday or leading up to it?
They signed him. When they went to the tournament.
After he did the rap song?
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. He's the dude that walks out with the speaker. Yeah.
No, I know who you're talking about.
I mean, if you have a Buffalo Wild Wings sponsor as a college student, you're just a baller. You can take all your friends there, just get wings and beers. I mean, that's a great setup.
It's gotten to the point, speaking of feeling like a baller with our Pupatella, that it's actually gotten to the point now, if I go to Virginia, that my family expects... like five pizzas.
Like, and you can deliver
they're
that.
Like, did you get Pupatella on the way home? And I actually didn't last week.
Yeah.
When the shower rained on me or whatever day I was there, I was so bitter that I didn't get it. And a disappointment from the family. Mm. I disappointed them. They expect every time I'm out there to go to Pupatella.
Pupatella.
Pupatella. Which I do love. I've only been to the Chantilly location. Have you guys been to any of the... You've been to...
Leesburg.
Leesburg?
That's the only one I've been to.
I've been to Zippy.
I've been blanked.
I'm just... I'm falling behind over here.
You could spend you get $150.
I understand the setup.
I live in Cathersburg.
Yeah, I know. They need to get one here in Maryland. The closest to me is probably D.C.
I was actually in Virginia yesterday. I guess I kind of botched it.
Slept on it.
They got a silly, the one in Chantilly. The garage opens up, nice bar. Go over there, just get hammered.
What was I doing? I picked up a tab yesterday.
Yeah, you're stupid.
What are you doing?
Anyway, the reason why I bring up
AEW. Was it a big tab?
No. The reason why I bring up AEW is because they're kind of bragging about their ratings. 658,000 viewers. I guess that's pretty good. But I put that, like, relatively speaking, like, TGL gets those numbers.
I knew you were going to bring up the TGL.
If people want to make fun of the TGL, they get those numbers.
Okay, but the TGL is on ESPN.
Right, this is on TBS, pretty big network.
Yeah,
pretty big network.
Okay, but
not the same. But
so the story is that
they're 600. I don't know. They're bragging about their ratings, and I'm just saying, okay, those look fine. But that's like bad TGL numbers. Like if Tiger played, he was getting over a million. So just saying, people want to make fun of it. You know, whatever.
TGL was getting like 300,000.
They got at the very end.
Who's
but
in
when
the championship?
Tiger played, he got like 1.2. Then he got like 900. What?
Who's in the championship?
Well, Atlanta and New York.
You talking about TGL? He's hyping it up.
No.
I just wanted to see who's in the championship.
Listen, it's most interesting when you had Rory and those guys. But right. Everybody else.
I'm more intrigued by this AEW World Championship match where one of the dudes had like a nail spike board stuck into his back. Like it looks. I mean, he needs 100 tetanus shots.
Isn't that an old bit that they would do?
I think so. But do you want that stuck in your back?
No.
So Mankind did, right?
Yeah.
Like Mankind did a million.
I don't think there's a big bit about it. Those are spikes in his back.
Yeah.
I mean, no, I know it's real.
Yeah.
That's super dangerous. But
it wasn't supposed to get stuck.
Well, it got stuck. Yeah. And it's not great.
I guess I knew this vaguely. Mariah Carey had a lawsuit over her All I Want for Christmas Is You song. Who are they claiming that she stole it from?
Some dude. Some guy who did the song back in the 80s or something.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she won her lawsuit. So
yes.
Did the song... Is there any way, Valdez, I should have told you during the break, that you could find hers and then the one that they're claiming she stole it from? I would love to hear the
side by side.
We can't listen to a Christmas music in March.
I love that song.
Not in March.
Okay, so I got to wait to do the story.
Yeah, you got to wait till December. Or like maybe Thanksgiving.
If you could find it, I would like it. I would like you to...
And the Junks need to come up with a Christmas song. We'd get Christmas royalties. Besides,
sorry, I had to punch up Mariah Carey's first pitch.
Oh, it's so
one
bad.
Of the funniest pitches
it's
I've
so
ever
terrible.
Seen. Look, Jason. She looks money right there, by the way.
I don't even think Mariah Carey can legit carry a tune anymore.
She can't anymore because if you hear her singing this live recently, she's so pitchy and off key.
Well, I mean, her voice is destroyed, I think, from all the touring.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
Plus, as you get older, your voice loses its timbre.
She blew it out. Yeah. She blew out her voice 15 years
ago.
All
right, I can't listen to it anymore, sorry. Her first pitch went 5 feet.
Well, you think she's athletic.
All right, play the other one. Do you have the other one?
He's trying to find it.
I don't even know.
He might have it.
What's the other guy's name?
Grasper.
No, I got it.
Grasperson.
This is it?
Well, Mariah's is way better.
I would ask for just the one thing. I don't need sleigh rides.
Well, here's the difference.
It's a different song.
Here's the difference.
So the guy wrote it? Did he write it?
He wrote it. One is a hit, and one is a song I've never heard before that doesn't even sound like the Mariah Carey song. Throw that lawsuit out.
Okay, so here's the deal. The second one that Valdez is playing is from a country song that has the same name. Okay, but you know, like there could be 10 million songs with the same name.
There are.
They were not similar enough, and so the suit was thrown out.
Yeah,
Mariah Carey,
suit
big winner.
Garbage.
Yeah. Let me just tell the parents out there: if you have a bunch of 7 and 8 year olds in the car telling you to play the curse word song, don't do it.
Don't. Yeah, it's probably.
I got suckered. I got duped.
Sound advice.
They said there really aren't bad words, and then 2 seconds in,
hold on, you listen to like a 7 year old. Asking you to play the song, and then you played it?
I did. We do a request game in the car. So each kid gets to request a song. It's democratic.
Mm. Okay, so if they request Two Live Crew, you're going to play that?
Absolutely not. But the curse word song didn't have an E next to it. If it's got explicit. An E next to it,
yeah,
I don't play it.
All right, so I honestly, me. I know we've talked
called
about
the curse
this.
Word song, and he played it.
I know we've talked about this chick before, but I honestly don't know her. I wouldn't recognize her. Sophie Rain. Do you know who Sophie Rain is?
I've heard the name.
Okay.
I may have seen her on Twitter before. I know the name, seen her on Twitter.
Can you give background?
She kills it on OnlyFans.
Right. So she's the top OnlyFans, I guess, creator.
Oh, is this the virgin or the so-called virgin?
I don't know. She made $43 million this year. But here's the story. So $43 million is crazy, right?
That is pretty crazy.
And I'm assuming, does she go, are there cheeks clapping?
I don't think so.
She claims she's crazy. A virgin. Like, that's her hook. And so, she's got a great body, right?
So she just...
Titillating pictures.
Titillating or, like, yeah. Naked?
I don't know. I'm not on OnlyFans, so I've yet to cash in my Christmas present.
You know, you have a grin. You know.
She's naked.
She's naked. Okay.
Thank you for the boots on the ground report.
Are you seeing?
I got you.
Are you seeing the whole nine? Like, is she shy?
No.
Yeah.
Not shy at all.
Does she employ other, I don't know. I don't want to say.
Apparatus.
Yes. Yeah. You know what I mean?
No, does that she have I actually co-stars? Don't know. Like, I'm not sure if there's people in the videos.
No, not even people.
No, does she like to play?
Props. Does she have props? That's the word I was looking for.
Oh, no, I don't
think
so.
Does she use props? Yeah, yeah.
No.
Okay.
Can you explain to him?
He doesn't know what a survivor pool is, so we don't know.
Yeah. You know what I mean.
This is self-proclaimed $50 million or whatever.
Well, hold on. There's a screen that I see.
I know.
I mean, it could be fake.
People are debunking the shots.
All right. Maybe it's fake. She claims the big story beyond the $43 million is that one guy tipped her $4.7 million.
Oh, That's quite a year for pictures.
Over a year.
What a loser.
He is a loser.
He's also rich.
He's also filthy rich.
He's also a big winner.
He's also really horny. I mean, you're tipping almost 5 milli.
I mean, I don't know. I think, is this the one that, like, Adam22 claims no chance she makes that kind of money? Like, he.
Yeah, I think Adam broke.
Yeah, he's somebody that claims that. Who knows? But.
Well, if she's claiming she makes $4 million a month, even if she's only making $400,000 a month,
it's still absurd.
Incredible.
Yeah, of course. 47 milli.
Can you imagine?
No. I have to say.
Even $40,000 a month would be incredible.
Oh. Last story. They got me. Daily Mail gets me all the time, but I'm on to them cakes. It's taken me over 5 years, but I'm on to them.
Okay, you finally solved them.
Every headline is so fake. So did you get this too? Said they totally got me. It says, here's the headline. Leaked. Tiger Woods humiliating phone call with ex-wife about his new lover, Vanessa Trump, and her reaction. So I'm thinking, oh my God, we're going back to Tiger, the glory days. We're going to have leaked audio.
Okay.
Valdez wearing his Tiger sweatshirt today.
Yes, probably in honor of it.
Yeah,
but it's not leaked audio. It's just leaked. Someone said Tiger called Elon.
That's very deceptive.
So deceptive.
But you clicked on it. Clickbait.
No, I not only clicked on it because it's an exclusive to pay for it. I didn't pay for it, but then I had to go to a site that, you know, that puts the...
You found an end around.
Yeah. I found an end around, but I went all these different
ways. It's called finding a Valdez.
I just wanted to find the leaked audio.
And you got nothing.
There's nothing. Nothing.
So desperate for Tiger content.
God, it gets so annoying. But anyway. Hey,
coming up later this hour, you want to stay tuned? We have Live and Collective Soul tickets. They're going to be at Jiffy Lube Live. Don't go anywhere.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
We've told you this week you can win tickets to Nationals opening day at 8 o'clock every morning. All right, it's a couple minutes after, but right now, caller number 10, we're going to hook you up with two tickets to the Nationals opening day, Thursday, March 27th versus Philly. First 20,000 fans get an opening day t-shirt. For the complete national schedule and tickets, visit thefandc.com. So caller 10 at 800-636-1067. You win those tickets to Nationals opening day, which is now just 6 days away.
Yep.
So that is creeping up. You know, we're talking about NIL deals, and I found this kind of fascinating. The NIL deal that Amir Khan has, the equipment manager for McNeese State. Valdez says he's got three. Well, BYU has a kid named Richie Saunders on the team.
He's awesome.
So Richie Saunders is a junior forward. He scored 16 points as BYU beat VCU yesterday.
He's one of the best. He didn't shoot the ball great last night or yesterday, but he's a really good shooter.
So apparently his grandfather or great-grandfather was one of the founders of the Ore-Ida company.
Ore-Ida.
So rich.
What is I'm sorry.
They're a frozen food company.
Oh, what's
but his
it called?
Grandfather.
Ore-Ida. You've heard of Ore-Ida.
They make all sorts of like hash browns and
French
tater
fries.
Tots and French fries. Okay.
That's what his grandfather invented.
He invented what?
Invented tater tots.
Really? So, you know what? What an innovator.
His
so
great grandfather.
Back in the day in the 70s, like or like early 80s when I was at Poland. And we would have tater tots with our little pizza.
It was sure. The Saunders man.
He did
he
that
came
40
up with
years
that concept.
Ago.
Well, probably longer like, than that. This
way
is
early.
Great grandfather. No, his great grandfather.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he
invented
probably made
them.
Tater tots like I mean, in the late 1800s or 1900s.
You're gonna make me look. When were tater tots? AI will find this quickly. When were tater tots invented? 1953.
Okay, so in the 50s.
All right, but here is the gimmick for the NIL.
Mm-hmm.
His NIL deal has to do with his company and is tater tots themed. For every game that BYU wins in the tournament,
yeah, I'm listening.
Ore-Ida is giving away free tater tots nationwide for 30 minutes after the game ends.
Oh, that's nice. You think I'm not going to track BYU? And if they win, I'm going to zoom to Harris Teeter and get free tots. I mean, that's a great promotion.
How much is that going to cost them?
Well, millions. Probably not that much because most people aren't going to be aware and they got to do it within the 30-minute
That's
window.
Brilliant marketing by them.
You got to do it in 30-minute window,
EB. Seems brilliant to me.
We would be on top of it.
Can you buy like 100 bags?
No, I'm sure there's a limit.
There's got to be a limit.
Yeah, I mean, they're
definitely
not gonna,
fine print.
They're not going to let you bankrupt the company, but that's a good frozen potato promotion they've got going right there.
So if they win,
Ore-Ida,
like
tots.
Online,
he should eat more tater tots.
Yeah.
On X, it's Ore-Ida potatoes. They have a 30-minute tot clock.
A tot clock. Man, you know what? Give their marketing people, give them a merit raise because they're killing it this postseason.
Instead of a shot clock, they've got a tot clock.
You know what? When does BYU play next? They play tomorrow, right?
Yeah, tomorrow.
What time? What times are getting?
Cakes is mapping out his grocery visits.
is there let's see.
If it's before the Caps game, I'll run out and get free tots. 100%.
All right, Caps game's early tomorrow, right?
Caps game's a 5 p.m.
pop drop. So I gotta imagine if you go to like a Friday.
They play Wisconsin at 7:45.
I can still do it because I'll be home from the Caps game straight to Harris Teeter. If they beat whiskey.
But where do you get tater tots these days? So if you go to like to a Friday's type place, like a Chili's type place, I would assume they have tater tots.
100%.
Right? But like, do fast food places have tater tots?
Some many. Yeah. Some do.
Like,
not all. Like,
remember,
I'll tell you
what, Roy Rogers used to have
Sonic tots. Has tots, and they're very good.
Well, Sonic has everything.
Sonic has tots.
Yeah.
I think Arby's might have tots on the menu.
I need
Sup
more
Dogs
tots.
Has tots.
Sup Dogs has tots, and they're very good.
I feel
good.
Like I just don't get enough tater tots.
We got tots. You want pepperoni pizza
but you just
got to
buy them in the grocery store.
If you have tots on one side.
Yeah.
Perfectly done, okay? Because you don't want soggy tots.
No, they need to be crispy.
Yes.
Yeah. Not like super crunchy, but they have to have a crisp to them.
And then you have French fries on the other.
I mean,
I'm taking French fries.
Where's the fries from?
Yeah, depends.
Are they McDonald's fries right out of the out of the hopper.
I'm going to give you
heavily salted.
I'm going to give you Five Guys fries.
Now those are very good too. Are they Sonic Tots?
Huh?
If they're Sonic Tots, I'm taking the Sonic Tots. Okay. I'm a big fan.
What's the one that we used to get on the beach with the oil?
Thrashers. Thrashers fries.
Thrashers fries?
Thrashers.
The ones where they just put all the oil
on it.
The vinegar. Oh, man. I haven't had that in forever.
You haven't had boardwalk fries in a minute.
Boardwalk fries is what I'm thinking of.
Yeah. But Thrashers is the Ocean City OG.
Yeah. That's the celly.
Right down by the arcade. Now, I'm sure they've moved locations.
Marty's Playland.
They probably have a million locations. You're the mayor of Ocean City, Valdez. Yeah, yeah.
You get your Thrashers, and then you play skee-ball.
Hey, if you could go back, I know that none of us, well, Jason played college basketball, but the rest of us weren't collegiate athletes.
No.
So we certainly, and we were in college when there weren't NILs. But if you could have crafted the perfect NIL for you at Towson.
Oh, you're just talking about like from a like food if you had a, and enjoyment perspective, not money?
I feel like I know your answer. If you at Maryland during
Pluck
your...
you.
Yeah, you would have been a Pluck
you
guy.
Pluck you.
It's a great one.
I mean, yeah. I mean...
I think I might have just done the cellar.
Yeah, like a local bar or beer hookup. Just, any sort of beer or
$5 pitchers Monday night.
Beer store hookup.
The Voo.
We were cellar guys because the Voo...
You know what Squirrel was telling me? Because he also went to Maryland, obviously. And he was a bartender at 94th Aero Squadron.
Okay. I remember those days.
That's a good old school.
Go there Fridays for their happy hour.
But he said that the Voo, I guess it was maybe the week before graduation, they renamed it the Elbow Room or something. Have you ever heard of that? He said, did you ever do Elbow Room at the Voo?
Never heard of
that. Have they changed the name of it?
I don't know.
I mean, it's now the Cornerstone. It's a totally different name.
So give me your spot cakes at Towson.
My spot at Towson. Oh. I would have an endorsement deal with Poor Richards where we would get hammered, blackout drunk every Thursday night because it was $10 all you could drink. Mm-hmm. I mean, what a great deal that is for the binge drinking college student.
Does Milwaukee's Best even exist anymore?
Yes, it's still around.
Why was it so popular in college?
Because it was super cheap.
No, I know.
We used to get a case for $8.50.
Of course, I understand it was because it was cheap.
24 beers for
$8.50.
How come
I never see it when I go to like a... store. Like, I never see Milwaukee's Best.
You never buy beer.
Okay, your kids go to Maryland. What's the cheap beer that the kids drink?
At Maryland
now? Yeah,
yeah. I don't know if they slum as low as like Milwaukee's Best.
We used to do that.
Probably like Miller Lite.
Did you do
Bud
Milwaukee's
Light?
Best?
Yes,
too?
But we are Natty Light guys.
I mean, I would drink Swill back in college. I would drink Olympia.
Was Natty Light cheaper than Milwaukee's Best?
No, you had to go to Shoppers because at Shoppers it was $9.99 as opposed to $12.99 at Lynn's.
Bish, what's your NIL deal at Salisbury?
Oh, man. Richmond. Probably Montana's.
Okay.
Montana's was like a kind of a sports bar back then. Or Shelley's Circle Bar.
Okay.
That's maybe Shelley's Circle Bar. That's where I used to see Dan Quinn all the time.
Okay.
But Shelley's Circle Bar is no.
Was Dan Quinn wearing his hat backwards back in the day?
Of course.
Yeah.
He was born with it on.
Yeah.
I watched Jason Kidd and Cal his freshman year, I think it was. I was with you in Salisbury at one of those bars.
We were probably at Shelley's.
Yeah.
It was like a pool hall.
I have a slight bone.
Or Montana's would have been a different. Yeah.
Slight bone to pick with EA Sports 2025 Madden. They have Dan Quinn with his hat facing forward.
Ooh.
That's just a major faux pas.
It kind of is.
Why'd they do that?
Valdez, where's your NIL deal during your days at Maryland?
Town Hall Liquor.
Town Hall Liquor. It's a good one.
Which I believe... pour some out for Town Hall Liquor. I don't think it exists anymore.
Is that right?
I think they're wiping that whole like shopping center out.
What about, is Town Hall the one where Kig and Sue owned? No, they owned College Park Liquors. Is that still there?
That's right next to Deepy Dough, isn't it?
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah.
And what about you, Drabby, at Arizona State? What's your NIL?
Dream Palace Cabaret.
I'll have to look that one
adult
up.
Adult entertainment establishment?
It was across the street from our condos.
Mm. So what was it, like a strip club?
Yeah.
Hold on. So did you guys actually go a lot there?
Honestly, we can afford it.
You did?
Yeah.
Did you feel stupid?
Of course. Yeah, but you're 21 and Randy.
You're 21, you're horned up.
Yeah. Hey, if you could go visit Danny or Coco or Ruby
it's
right
still,
now.
It's still a place? It's still a thing? Mm.
I think so, yeah.
Rachel and Mariah.
Look at that.
That's not where you almost got murdered, is it?
No, that was after I graduated.
Yeah. Yeah. So what was the beer that you all drank?
You know what? Their quality of girls on their website?
Solid.
It's better than I would expect. Like, I usually feel like strippers are run down. These look like they're probably students. Were they students?
No way.
Some of them. Yeah,
I bet some of them were students.
Mostly community.
I think that's your dream, right?
Finance majors.
Is that the dream of your college student? Like, one of the girls in your class is a stripper? At the local cabaret?
I'm sure plenty of them were, yeah. I can't remember the details, but...
Well, hold on. What was the beer?
Look at the place across the street from where he was living. It looks just a nubby plaza.
Looks like a plaza.
That was your view from your apartment?
Looks like Lost.
Yeah, it's like typical Arizona. That's
Scottsdale Road right there.
Hey, what was the beer you guys drank?
Bush Light.
Okay, or that's Coors still Light. Very popular.
Coors Light, yeah.
No, aristocrat.
No.
You have the fancy pants.
No.
Mar, what was the cheap beer you guys
drank? Well, we drank Coors Light because our school president, his name was Laddie Coors, so everybody just guys, I used to drink Coors Light.
You and Bruce Allen pounding Coors Lights.
Mar, what did you guys drink? What VCU?
Silver Bullet at Radford.
That's probably what he's still drinking.
What's the acceptance rate at Radford again?
99.
0.9?
No, it's not.
Yeah, no,
it's up like that. There, though, right?
I think it's in the 90s for sure.
90.6%.
All right.
Yeah. Round it up to 91.
What did y'all drink?
Bush Light. I mean, if it's not broke, don't fix it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a tale as old as time.
All right.
And Twisted Tea.
Twisted Tea was big.
That was big.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Get twisted. Mike Moore's getting twisted. He might get twisted at MGM today. It's out of it.
All right, coming up next, we'll give you a chance to win some tickets to go see Live and Collective Soul. You can call in now at 800-636-1067 for the morning matchup and a little bit of an update on Aaron Rodgers. Don't go anywhere. All right, Jason wants to have the game show power, and his game show power is name that live song.
Great band.
So it's that simple.
By the way, Birdie told me we have... Not one, not two. We have three pairs of tickets.
Oh,
to give
it's three
away.
Now.
Three.
Right. Okay.
To go see Live and Collective
Jason,
Soul.
Jason,
do you have a third song, Valdez? Because we had two.
It. Okay. He's got it. Yeah, got it scrambled. All ready to go.
Jason, yeah. do you remember the HF Festival? We were out on that back deck at Merriweather.
Yep.
Where we're having like pregame beers or post game. I can't even remember.
Probably
we're hammered. Yeah. And we were like literally Ed Qualchik was having drinks right with us. It was a small little patio.
I remember that vaguely, bar. It's tucked off to the
I
side.
I vaguely remember.
It's
were we talking
stage.
To him?
We might have made I didn't pinch his nipples or anything like I did Josh Cribbs, I think. But no, we definitely.
That's obscure.
Yeah, as a weird.
Well, you remember
callback.
I did that at the Super Bowl.
I don't think I was with you, but I remember hearing it.
Yeah, yeah, we were at the Super Bowl party. It was Miami, I think.
Mm.
He was so cool. And then
Josh Cribbs.
I gave him a little nipple twister.
Yeah. A nipple tweak.
I was hammered. I mean,
oh, I know
I had
you were.
To be hammered.
Yeah. Seems to be the running theme.
Yeah.
You're right, because I outbid Josh Cribbs on the Steve Young signed frame jersey that I bought.
We were both hammered.
Hey, so, do you remember that? Yeah. There was a Steve Young signed.
It was a silent auction thing.
Yeah, and I outbid Josh Cribbs. I saw Cribbs' name on it.
That's your kryptonite, man. When you get hammered, you love to just overbid.
Well, that would never happen
he
again.
He always travels with a wad.
Yeah. I used to get a lot more hammered than I do now. So I could never do it. But, yeah, it was Josh Cribbs' name was on the list, and I went right below him.
It was that those but listen, we always complain about all the traveling,
and I got it in my basement.
But when we would hobnob with those guys, like you'd run into them at parties or whatever, like Michael Irvin would be in there. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Michael Irvin walking in and
Eric Dickerson.
Yeah. And we would say something to him. You know, something stupid. Jeff Saturday made fun of me though in Indy. I still am bitter at him.
Yep.
Didn't he claim he wasn't Jeff Saturday when it's clearly Jeff Saturday?
He was being a jerk. Yeah. I never liked him.
All right, let's play song number one. And I would advise.
Isn't that where we met Jim Kelly's brother?
Oh, they're great.
The Kellys. Yeah, they were good.
The eight lines are full. If you don't know the song, just drop off so that people who recognize the song can call in.
Correct.
800-636-1067. Here is song number one for tickets to go see Live in concert.
But easy.
I mean, it couldn't be an easy.
I don't know the title.
The Smash songs.
Oh, you got to know the title.
I don't have to because I don't.
I know. A little bit clueless if you don't know it, but all right. All right, so where are we going?
All right, let's go to Kevin. It's going to go in order here. Kevin, what's up, buddy?
Good morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
Name that live song.
Lightning Crashes.
Correct.
Boom. Hey, congratulations. You get the tickets to Live and Collective Soul Sunday, August 3rd at Jiffy Lube Live with our Lady Peace and Grayland. Tickets are on sale Friday at 10 a.m. That's today. For tickets and more event info, visit thefandc.com/events.
All right, still have two pairs of tickets to give away.
All right, let's go to... Oh, you're going to play another song.
Yeah. Yep, song number two. Well, I think I know the name of it.
You know how good they are?
They're good, man. They got a lot of hits in their catalog.
Well, they do, buddy.
All right, who's up? Name that live song.
God, I wish I could play the drums.
Me too.
AJ.
What's up, guys?
You don't know it.
Name that live
tune.
I do know it. I think I do. Well, first of all, Lakini's Juice is the first great song they ever had.
Lakini's Juice is a good tune, no doubt. Yep.
Yeah. Selling the Drama?
Incorrect, sir. Nice try.
Good guess.
He tried to flex his live muscles by bringing up Lakini's Juice, and then he's a big loser.
All right. Let's go to Jerry. Jerry, same song for you.
I Alone.
There you go.
Alone. Yeah, yes, nailed that correct. One. You got it.
I feel
Do we have
Hey, congratulations.
One?
You get the tickets to Live and Collective Soul. Tickets are on sale Friday, 10 a.m. for tickets, more event info. It is thefandc.com/events. Of course, the concert is Sunday, August 3rd at Jiffy Lube Live.
I mean, Live, way greater than Collective Soul, right?
Oh.
Collective Soul has a lot of hits, too. You kind of sleep
on them. In my opinion, si, senor.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, we've got a third song here as we have a third pair of tickets to give away.
Yes.
All right, let's go to Larry. Oh, it's Jason Bishop's alter ego.
Larry. What's up, Larry?
Hey, Larry.
Larry.
Yes. Hey, buddy. All right, we're going to play a song, I guess.
Here we go.
Hold on.
The way you're bathed in light.
No.
Yeah, I'm out of that. I got to say I'm out on that.
This one's tougher. This one's a deeper pull.
Yeah. Did you pick this one for him, Jason?
I didn't, but I think I know it.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Patrick in Columbia. Patrick.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, buddy. You don't know it either, do you?
How you doing, bro? I didn't even hear it.
All right, here you go.
Get another time.
Here you go.
The way you're bathed in light.
A cappella like a mug.
I don't know the words.
All right, you're finny.
All right.
I'm good.
All right, let's go. Let's go to William. He's just called in, so he probably knows.
Hey, let's William. Hope he knows it.
William.
I don't know this damn song, man. That's crazy.
Why are they still hanging on the line?
No, he just called in.
Oh, okay.
They're trying to time it and thinking that they're going to be able to pull off the song. Yeah, thinking it's going to be another easy one.
At this point, I don't know. It doesn't even ring a bell to me.
Now, it throws you that there's literally no music behind it. That right. Valdez right, found
play,
like the
play a little bit more the of the song.
No. You keep going through the callers.
Okay.
You can't because the name of the song is the next words out of his mouth.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
Got it.
All right. Zach. Oops, sorry. You already went to Zach. Let's try Sam. Sam?
The Dolphins Cry.
There you go.
Bathed in light reminds me of that night.
Yeah.
God laid me down.
I need to get to the chorus, though.
It's a banger.
It is a banger.
It's a great tune. When the drums start kicking in.
Hey, congratulations, though. You're going to the show. Live, Collective Soul, Sunday, August 3rd, Jiffy Lube Live. Lady Peace, Graylin. Have a good time. Tickets are on sale today,
Thanks,
10 a.m.
Thanks, boys.
All right, buddy. Yeah.
Put you'll get more event info at thefandc.com/events.
It was really fun for me back in the day about 20 years ago when Live played a concert here in downtown D.C. They blocked off a few streets, and this had to be when we were at HFS. And they were like, Cakes, do you want to intro Live? I was like, sure, I'll do that. Uh-huh. Problem is, the people got their signals crossed between the stage manager and the band. Stage manager said, now it's time for you to go out and do the intro.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I went and did it.
You did it way too early.
I did the intro.
You did it
And then I come back, and then the stage manager was like, Yeah, they're not going to be ready for another 10 minutes. So I was like, well, I did the intro. I'm not going back out there again in front of a hostile crowd waiting for the band.
That's I've been to a concert in a while. You. The last one I went to was a few months ago to see our boy Mark Roberge at the 930 Club. What's the last concert you went to?
Hold on. By the way, speaking of OAR and Mark Roberge, they're playing a post-Nats game concert. Yes. I think May 9th is the date. Mm-hmm. Like, that's... You get to watch the Nats, and then you get to watch OAR just belt out the hits.
I think the last concert I went to was that Yacht Rock band.
Okay.
It was over at Capital One. Right. It was awesome.
I'm sure it was great.
What about you, EB?
Oh, I can't even remember. To be honest with you, it's been years. I can't. I'm sure it's probably been an OAR thing.
But do you know what concerts I'm going to this summer? Sillies. Ready?
Yeah.
Toad the Wet Sprocket.
All right, hold on. Okay, because they're playing at Capital One or whatever.
Capital One
Hall. I think we're trying to get him in studio again. Mike Phillips.
I'm going to see Toad and Heart.
Oh, Heart. The
Wilson
so many
Sisters.
Hits.
Are they still silly?
Of course.
Hits.
I mean, like, the not like attractive, but I mean, like.
They used to be gorgeous.
They did?
The lead singer. Oh, yeah. She used to be gorgeous.
All right.
When she was.
Remember,
questionable.
Said, he liked Courtney Love.
Hold on. Do you need me to pull up pictures of Ann Wilson?
It would have to be probably when she was like first coming
Now she's
up.
About 300 pounds.
Exactly.
I'm not talking
Takes
about
your
now.
Last concert? You go to a lot.
I went to a pop punk show in Brooklyn. When was that?
Will we know in January. We know one of the bands?
The story so far. Okay. No chance you know who they are.
I've heard of them.
All right. I mean, they don't get a lot of radio airplay, but yeah it was like January.
Hey, remember, Jeff Ehrman's going to join us. Covers the Maryland Terrapins, who, of course, are playing today from InsiderSports.com. He'll give us the skinny on the contract situation with Kevin Willard and more. Jeff Ehrman at 925 here on the Junkies.